这是资阳市高中2023级高考适应性考试英语听力部分。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually.And I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events. And we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages.You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay.Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段录音播放两遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Are Lisa and Mike going on vacation in September?
No, they've changed it to early October. They want to avoid the holiday crowds.
Are Lisa and Mike going on vacation in September?
No, they've changed it to early October. They want to avoid the holiday crowds.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
Excuse me?Is there a coffee shop around here?
Yes. Do you see the bookstore on the corner? Across from it, you'll see a blue sign. That's the coffee shop.
Excuse me. Is there a coffee shop around here?
Yes. Do you see the bookstore on the corner? Across from it, you'll see a blue sign. That's the coffee shop.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
Hi, Jenny. Did you get the email from the teacher?
Yes. He wants us to prepare the presentation together.
Okay. Let's meet after class to discuss it. Hi, Jenny. Did you get the email from the teacher?
Yes. He wants us to prepare the presentation together.
Okay. Let's meet after class to discuss it.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Let's go over the plan for the school event.
Sure. First, we need to book the hall before Friday.
Right. And we also have to contact the bakery.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Let's go over the plan for the school event.
Sure. First, we need to book the hall before Friday.
Right. And we also have to contact the bakery.
Okay, I'll take care of that. Which sport do you prefer, basketball or swimming?
I like swimming better.
Why? Basketball is more exciting.
Maybe, but swimming is easier on my knees.
Which sport do you prefer, basketball or swimming?
I like swimming better.
Why? Basketball is more exciting.
Maybe, but swimming is easier on my knees.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间。每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
The summer vacation is coming soon. Do you have any plans, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going to take a part-time job at the library. I need to save some money for a new bike.
That sounds practical. A lot of students want to do something meaningful during the break.
True. I heard a survey saying that more than 60% of students plan to work or study during the summer.But only about half of them actually stick to their plans.
Haha, I guess it's hard to keep motivated when the weather is so nice. The summer vacation is coming soon. Do you have any plans, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going to take a part-time job at the library. I need to save some money for a new bike.
That sounds practical. A lot of students want to do something meaningful during the break.
True. I heard a survey saying that more than 60% of students plan to work or study during the summer, but only about half of them actually stick to their plans.
Haha, I guess it's hard to keep motivated when the weather is so nice.
听下面的录音，回答第八至第十小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Lucy, if you come to Beijing next month,I'd love to take you to the Palace Museum. I have two tickets for a special exhibition on ancient Chinese paintings.
That sounds wonderful, but I'm afraid I'll be quite busy during the day.
No worries. Maybe we can go another time. Do you have any plans already?
Yes, I'm meeting my friend Zhang Wei at the National Museum of China.He's helping organize a display of traditional Chinese jade. Some pieces are from the Shang and Zhou dynasties.
Sounds impressive.
Yes, he even dreams of organizing exhibitions in international museums one day.
Well, he certainly got the passion for it. Lucy, if you come to Beijing next month, I'd love to take you to the Palace Museum. I have 2 tickets for a special exhibition on ancient Chinese paintings.
That sounds wonderful, but I'm afraid I'll be quite busy during the day.
No worries. Maybe we can go another time. Do you have any plans already?
Yes. I'm meeting my friend Zhang Wei at the National Museum of China. He's helping organize a display of traditional Chinese jade. Some pieces are from the Shang and Zhou dynasties.
Sounds impressive.
Yes, he even dreams of organizing exhibitions in international museums one day.
Well, he certainly got the passion for it.
More and more people are using food delivery apps these days. But there are new concerns about food safety.
What kind of concerns?
Well, for example, some restaurants on the platforms don't actually have real stores. They only exist online.
Really? How can that be?
They prepare food in small, unregulated kitchens. The apps show nice pictures, but the reality can be very different.
That's worrying. I order delivery quite often.
Me too. So I always check the restaurant's address and look for reviews from people who have actually been there.
Do you think the apps should do more?
Definitely. They should check the restaurants more carefully. Some cities have already started new rules.
That's good to hear.
More and more people are using food delivery apps these days. But there are new concerns about food safety.
What kind of concerns?
Well, for example, some restaurants on the platforms don't actually have real stores. They only exist online.
Really? How can that be?
They prepare food in small, unregulated kitchens. The apps show nice pictures, but the reality can be very different.
That's worrying. I order delivery quite often.
Me too. So I always check the restaurant's address and look for reviews from people who have actually been there.
Do you think the apps should do more?
Definitely. They should check the restaurants more carefully. Some cities have already started new rules.
That's good to hear. Welcome to Introduction to Philosophy. This class will be a mix of lectures and group activities, so I expect everyone to take part and share your ideas. Since part of your grade depends on participation, I encourage you to come to class and be active.
Professor Clark?
Yes.
Could you explain how the course is graded?
Of course. Participation is 35%. The midterm exam is 20%, and the final project is 45%.
What kind of final project do we need to do?
You'll work in small groups to design a simple philosophical question. I'll give you more details later. For now, let's go over the course outline and the required readings. Welcome to Introduction to Philosophy. This class will be a mix of lectures and group activities, so I expect everyone to take part and share your ideas. Since part of your grade depends on participation, I encourage you to come to class and be active.
Professor Clark?
Yes.
Could you explain how the course is graded?
Of course. Participation is 35%, the midterm exam is 20%, and the final project is 45%.
What kind of final project do we need to do?
You'll work in small groups to design a simple philosophical question. I'll give you more details later. For now, let's go over the course outline and the required readings.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our monthly event, Modern Writers. Today, we are very pleased to have Linda Jo with us. Linda began her writing career as a journalist for a local cultural magazine. In 2015, she moved to New York and worked as an editor. 5 years later, she returned to Sichuan to focus on her own writing. Living in her hometown again inspired her deeply, and she started working on a book about the changes in rural Sichuan over the past 20 years. Her new book, Riverside Stories, tells the stories of ordinary people, from the development of local fruit industry to the growth of rural tourism. The book shows how people's lives have been improved by economic and social changes. Linda hopes her book will not only record these changes, but also encourage more young people to pay attention to the development of their hometowns. Now, please join me in welcoming Linda Jo to share her experiences and thoughts with us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our monthly event, Modern Writers. Today, we are very pleased to have Linda Jo with us. Linda began her writing career as a journalist for a local cultural magazine. In 2015, she moved to New York and worked as an editor. 5 years later, she returned to Sichuan to focus on her own writing. Living in her hometown again inspired her deeply, and she started working on a book about the changes in rural Sichuan over the past 20 years. Her new book, Riverside Stories, tells the stories of ordinary people, from the development of local fruit industry to the growth of rural tourism. The book shows how people's lives have been improved by economic and social changes. Linda hopes her book will not only record these changes, but also encourage more young people to pay attention to the development of their hometowns. Now, please join me in welcoming Linda Jo to share her experiences and thoughts with us.
你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。